Yes, eight. Am I being asking?
Are you awake? Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, mobile. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, mobile.
This is N6W1.
N6WY, N6WY, this is N8WRO, Elite Whiskey, Romeo Oscar, Richmond, how copy?
WRO, I missed the call. This is N6WY, but you're coming in very, you know, clear. I want to say loud and clear because that's an AM term. you're the right volume. But name here is Dave, D-A-V-E. I'm in Shelby Township.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Name here is Tim, Tango India Mike. And the call is November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N-8-W-R-O. And I'm looking at the dashboard, and I see that you're on the Mount Clemens as well. And all the numbers look good. So how's your morning going so far?
So far, very good. And because I just got up. I went downstairs and tried to get the weather, and I get the weather off YouTube. And they didn't post it yet this morning. They're very, very late to posting the usually there's a weather forecast for the day on YouTube. But I guess there's no weather today for Michigan. The long-term forecast called for snow today.
Yeah, I noticed that change in weather myself. I mean, I did take advantage of the nice temps we were having yesterday. Of course, like a lot of us, I got the car washed, and it looks much better now. I just don't like washing it during the bitter, bitter cold weather. I just feel it's going to freeze up. But I did notice prior, I, like you, just kind of got up and got situated in the shack here, got my coffee and breakfast over with. But, yeah, I knew it was going to take a turn. Not too unexpected here in Michigan, though, but yeah, we'll see about that snow. And I'm sure we're not quite done yet.
Well, that's going to make the roads kind of rough, the freezing and the thawing, but that's life in Michigan. So you're in Richmond, and we're not very far apart, but gosh, I used to ride my bicycle to Richmond all the time, and the restaurants there, we would have breakfast and things like that. And last time I was in Richmond, all those breakfast places that I used to go to are closed. What's a good place to eat in Richmond? Where's a good place to eat in Richmond?
Yeah, we actually do have quite a few. Well, I'm used to them because I've been here for quite some time. We got the Tetsconi Island down there by M-19 and Gratiot. The one I like is the Village Cafe. That's right, a small place, right at 32 and M-19. The cross street there would be the southeast corner. It's called the Village Cafe, but we always call it George's Place because George owns it. And then up M-19 just a little bit on the east side, you have Ken's Country Kitchen, I believe it is. Or I always get them confused, but it is Ken's. And a guy by the name of Zeff, Z-E-F, owns that, and it's a delicious spot as well. So we definitely have a few, and then we have another one up the road. It used to be Chaps, but it's called the Commercial House now. So Commercial House is another good spot, especially for dinner, not like for breakfast. And then last, of course, but they're all over. They're in Shelby to the Hamlin Pub down. Down a little closer to 31 Mile Road there on Gratiot. Back over to you.
But, gosh, been a lot of times we've been out for dinner. A Commercial House sounds kind of interesting. Kind of have to look it up to see if they have a website and see what they serve. Yeah, you kind of got out of habit going to the restaurants, and I took up cooking myself. And I'm not the greatest cook, but I find it more convenient than takeout. You know, to go get a meal at fast food place and bring it home, or even just DoorDash it, I can fix up something as good as that. And it's more convenient for me because I get what I want. I even making my own bread. I even make my own yeast for the bread. It's just a hobby I took up recently, and it takes a lot of time to do things like that for bread making, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, I copy that, Dave. I did get me, during the pandemic, I got me a bread machine. I quite enjoy it. I have to admit I haven't used it recently, but it is out there available. And, man, there's nothing that smells better than a fresh loaf of bread. And I was trying to get over to the healthy stuff, not just the white bread. I do like it how it does everything automatically. Now, I don't know if that's what you use or something else. And then just the other comment, Shelby Township, well, that's where I went to high school many, many years ago. Yeah, we used to live on Janus Street. Janus was across from Weinkurtz, from Old Van Dyke, not too far. So I'm sure you might know where that area is at. Go ahead.
I go to Weingard's at least once a year. Get a spark plug for my snow thrower. But I do remember seeing that. And I got a granddaughter who went to Shelby Township High School here at Eisenhower. And I guess that's the one you went to. I don't know how long it's been around, that Eisenhower High School. I lived here for, gosh, I guess from 2003 after I came back to California the second time. And Shelby Township is always there, the high school at Eisenhower. And as she went there 4 years, they went on to the University of Tennessee.
I copy that. Quite interesting. We were there. My family is in the original Utica High School range, and then of course Eisenhower was there, and then Henry Ford High School. So we had Ford, Stevenson, Eisenhower, but we were the original Utica High School, 21 Mile and Shelby Road, still there, and quite some time ago, of course, but. Yeah, our family was there. We moved in when I was a kid in 67 and stayed in that place for a long time. We sold it quite a number of years ago, but my brother still lives there in Shelby. He's in a condo on 22 Mile Road and maybe the northeast corner, I guess, of Shelby, or at least the east side of Shelby, just barely in between them and Macomb County or Macomb Township. Yeah, I remember the high school days. Getting pretty far back there now. I've got grandkids myself out in the Dexter area. So back over to you.
My granddaughter, quite a bit younger, she is a junior in Utica High. And her sister had a good run at the Eisenhower, and she said took up the school of choice program. They live in Macomb Township, and her street was, the boundary for Eisenhower High School included her street. Across the street, it did not. But anyway, she turned down Eisenhower to go to Utica High, and she is doing very well there, and she really enjoys it. So I don't know if it's, why she did that? Well, I know why she did. She wanted to get into some of the medical activities that they have extracurricular at Utica High School. And she has plans of being a nurse or maybe even going further in the medical field.
NAWRO, good deal. Great choice. Yeah, I would imagine they're expanding their programs there. I don't even want to mention how many years ago it's been since I graduated. But, good deal. My grandkids are out in the Dexter area, and they're a little bit younger. So I got a soon-to-be 8-year-old and then two soon-to-be 4-year-old twins, a boy and a girl. So look forward to watching them grow up and being part of their life, of course. Hey, Gabe, I did want to mention, I see that you're in Shelby in Macomb County. So I just want to mention I do part of the ARPSC group for Macomb County. And just if you're interested, we always welcome hams in the county. We do have a website if you happen to be in the shack and can pencil it down. It's simply macombarpsc.org. If you want to just take a look at our website. And if you're interested, you're more than welcome to drop by our meetings or drop into our nets, even as a guest. You don't even have to join. NAWRO, back over to N6WY.
Dave, Macomb, ARPSC.org. I will take a look at that later today. I got to take my younger granddaughter driving today. She's got her driver's test coming up next week. Hopefully she can pass it. She's kind of worried about parking. But anyway, it's good chatting with you. I just started my routine. Every morning I get up and do a little routine. I turn on the radios and see who's out there. And I got to get back to my stretching routine. I do a little morning walk on the treadmill. Then I eat breakfast. So I have just got up. So I'm going to say 73s. I will listen for your final and talk to you later. N8WRO, this is N6WRO. Boy, I got tongue-tied this morning. November 6th, Whiskey Yankee.
Copy that, Dave. You have a good one. N6WY from N8WRO. I will be clear as well. Yes, so.
Three, Tim. Talk to you later. This is N6WY clear.
W8AOR is Big White One.
W8BV Mobile.
K8MWN. Stay Wild One.
Hey, Ben. How goes the radio business?
Business is booming, I think. I don't know, I've been staying pretty busy with service tickets and stuff, so it's usually a good sign.
That's what I'd like to hear. You guys are a Motorola dealer, or are you guys something else?
Motorola. We're authorized to work on Kenwood and stuff like that, too. We're just not authorized to sell new Kenwoods.
Well, good. It's part of the deal. Oh, we're good. Yeah, I'm only here for about 4 minutes. I'm just doing a short Monday guy go to the office. And as you know, the distance between my office and my house is about 5 minutes. Although, today there's quite a bit of traffic on the County Line Road, which kind of surprises me.
Okay. Well, I'm on my day off. And just got back and just kind of sitting here in the garage playing with the radio a little bit here.
I'm talking to you in my brand new shiny Tate TM9900. VHF, UHF, 7, 800, and 900. P25 and DMR. So it's quite the toy for the amateur radio guy.
So that's a Tate TM9900?
Tate TM. Tom Mary. Tango Mary. I don't know what the correct phonetic is for T. Tango Mary. 9900. So, very happy with it. Took me a long time to get it. They're pretty proud of it. But, it's cool to have. The only thing I don't like about it, scan routine. What I do like about it is, I'm stuck by the scan routine. I mean, it can't do P25 and DMR at the same time. You have to have one scan routine set up as all P25 and analog, and one scan routine set up as all DMR and analog. But other than that, you can have unlimited scan routines. Just make it a channel. So channel 20 could be everything. So, like, I came up with the whiz bang idea of all my DMR stuff, scan group, channel 5-1. So that way I remember 5-1, and then I get all my DMR stuff, and, you know, the primarily powerhouse known here, of course, Central Michigan. So that's how I remember that.
Yeah, I see there's a few people out there that get them. What do one of those set of guys back calls wise?
Well, as long as you don't need 256 encryption and trunking, about $3,000. You want to get the trunking, so if you're on the state system, that adds on another $800. And if you need 256 encryption, that adds on another $800. But if you don't need those two, which I don't, you know, do that. And Tate says that they are going to get the scan routine fixed. Okay, we shall see. And then the other hiccup is it hasn't been approved by the state yet, and they say they're going to get that fixed. But like I said, I would never have this radio on the state system because it's my own personal radio.
Yeah, I wouldn't really have a need to put it on the state system. I've already got a Motorola mobile and portable already that are on the state system, so probably be cool to mess around with one just to play with it and see, throw it on the service monitor and see how it plays there. I like messing with stuff and just seeing.
Yeah. Okay, sir, I have to step out. I'll give you more updates on it later. I got mine from AMK Services. Not that it matters, but he's the dealer around here, so I ended up just buying it locally. It was only a couple $100 more, but they answered the phone. All right, I'm going to talk to you later. W-A-3-D, sorry I have to step out, but wife is standing out by the door giving me a funny look.
Ah, yeah, I get that sometimes too, so I know what that's like. Got to get with it when the boss gives the look, though. Happy wife, happy life. So, yeah, I'll turn my portable on when I get in the house. So, 73K8MWN.
W8CZK. I'm just curious if this radio is actually transmitting. Just put a code plug in it.
Yeah, I've got a copy on you. This is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey November, in Bay City, Michigan.
This is W8K Hank down in Taylor, Michigan. So I've had this radio kicking around for about 4 years, and today's the first day that I got it working. I bought it and was trying to set DMR up in my truck, and I was, like, involved in an accident and wasn't driving for a while, and this got shoved aside and pulled it out here the other day now that I'm retired. So apparently I've successfully programmed it. So thank you very much. 73 W8CZK.
All righty. You got a good copy on you there. So, yep, 73 W8CZK from Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey November.
K8WOJ, Rick, Southeast Michigan, statewide 1.
KF8ENF, Harbor Springs.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, Mobile, Detroit.
KE8ZKN, testing.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa, Mobile, statewide 1, I-696.
NHBZR, this is NHBZR. I am trimming an antenna, and I'm testing the antenna, and I'm wondering if I'm making it into the repeater. Over.
NHWRO, Richmond. Hey, Brian. Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Thanks for answering. I'll get back to work here. 73s, NHBZR clear.
73 is Brian. Yeah, it sounds good. You're under 100 on the RSSI, so whatever you're doing right. NAWRO clear as well.
Yeah, I'm making an antenna for Wyatt, a roll-up J-pole, and I'm just trying to get it tuned and trimmed right, and I think I'm just going to leave this one right where it's at.
Excellent. I'm sure he's going to appreciate it. Yeah, I think I heard you were doing that, so that's good. Oh, sounding good. NAWRO.
NABZR, clear.
This is Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa on St. Clair Shores, Modern Range, statewide one.
88MP, this is November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Hey, Dave, how's it going?
Good evening, Tim. Yeah, going well. I'm just monitoring the frequency, turning around on HF, looking for the Ole Miss net. That won't be on for a little bit longer, though. And then gathering some information, tactical information, whatever I can find about what's going on Iran.
Yeah, copy that. I was up late last night. Well, actually, I kind of sleep in two shifts, so I was up at ODARC 30 this morning and happened to just turn the TV on and caught that as well. And so, yeah, I've been monitoring on and off all day, just keeping track of that. Had a QSO with another Dave. We got a lot of Daves on the roster. KF8FGS was over on 7.2 talking with him about a half hour ago or so. But anyhow, how's your day going today?
It's going pretty good. I went to work today, so that went well. So very comfortable temperature outside, so not too bad. Enjoyed doing my job out there, got that done, came home. My wife had a great dinner ready for me. Watched a little news and a couple YouTube videos on jokes. And now I'm just sitting down at my computer. Had to restart it. Wanted to take a software update, so I let it do that. And checked my Winlink email. I've been corresponding with a gentleman down in Ohio, I think. We're playing chess. And so every day or so, I get an email from him, and he sends a chess move, and I send one back, and we're up to 10 moves. I think we've been doing it about 9 or 10 days now. And I have a feeling he's going to beat me pretty well. But it's a lot of fun, interesting way to exercise Winlink and keep those skills up.
NAWRO. Oh, what a good way to use Winlink. Yeah, I haven't played it in a long time, but I am a chess player as well. I used to like playing with the kids when they were home. Haven't done it in a while, but yeah, that's an interesting use for Winlink there. It kind of reminds me of the old days where you would play across the pond with somebody over in England or something, but you just send moves by postcards. So at least this expedites it to some degree there. And, yeah, Winlink's going to become a little bit more popular. I think we were talking about it before, where just before the set, the spring set or the fall set, we tend to kind of jump on it and try to make sure things are working locally, like we were talking. I really gotta do that. It's one thing I haven't done is run our gateway up in Mount Clemens through its paces and see if that's working. But like you mentioned, our HF is a good alternative for the set because you're totally outside the area. So back over to you.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. It'll be interesting to see how it works. So I haven't done Winlink on 2 meters or 440 yet. I don't have a connecting cable to one of my radios. So I was thinking about that today. I need to get one. I'm using the DigiRig Mobiles. I've got two. One stays with my radio here at home for the Icon 706. I've got it configured for that. Then I carry the other one with me portable, and I use it with a little laptop I have and my Shigo G90. And so each one takes a little bit of different configuration. So it keeps me up to practice in that and I'll even when I do a parks on the air, I'll finalize my results, put it into an ADI file, and trying to send it to myself over Winlink. And it's amazing the distances I see. One of the furthest stations I have been connecting to lately is 800 miles away. And I'll get them first thing in the morning when I'm sending out either my Winlink Wednesday mail, or I'm sending out Winlink Thursday mail. I'll often hit that one at about 800 miles. So then the local ones is a local one that's about 20 or 30 miles away. It's real close, and I can hit that one. So sometimes it's too close to hit, and sometimes it's just right. And, of course, everything in between. So I like Winlink. I think it's a handy tool, and it'd be good if we all knew how to use it. This is Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa. I had to switch over to to the Detroit repeater. The Mount Clemens was timing out on me. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. You still on?
Yeah, you can get it no matter where you're at in the county. So, yeah, looking forward to doing some troubleshooting on the local gateway, VHF, UH, Mount Clemens. And then we also have an APERS repeater, I guess you'd call it, up there as well, and that apparently is working pretty well. So one of these days I'd like to get into that and try to use that for our group. I think there's some options we could do with that. Back over to you.
Roger. I lost a little bit of that. For some reason I lost the Mount Clemens repeater for about 30 seconds there. I picked up on Detroit, switched back, and you were still there on Mount Clemens, so I don't know what happened there. That's interesting. I see there's a requirement in the, what is it here? Let's say this again, the personal passbook for the Winlink, and I did send messages out to our EC and AEC, or no, EC, I sent them to, Deputy EC, sent it to Mike and to Dave, and I got a response back from Mike that he got them, so, I'm not sure if that fulfills my requirement for 13 and 14 on the task book, but I gave that a shot to see what happened, and Mike did respond.
Yes, correct. That actually would, and you might want to just go ahead and print that out. But just make sure you send it to his email and to his call sign at both. But oddly enough, I don't quite understand this. Oddly enough, you can do it by telnet. For both levels, it doesn't say it has to be done by RF, which I think maybe for level two, it should be RF mandatory, but it is what it is. But yes, you would get credit. I would recommend printing that out and just keeping a sheet with your task book, the one where you responded.
I'll go ahead and do that. Yeah, I've been printing everything out and putting them in, as well as storing them in I use a filing system. I used to use Evernote years ago, but then they started wanting money, so I switched over to one called Joplin, and basically it looks very, very similar to Evernote, so I store everything in there, print it, and so I have copies both ways. But you would think for the level two, you'd want to make sure they could do RF. It's listed as an A. I guess that's really like you to try, but don't have to. But if telnet, if you can do telnet, then you can just send a regular email anyway. You don't need to use Winlink. If you're able to use telnet, you've got an internet connection. So the HF, VHF, UHF options are good. I like the HF options because I think I get, with the VHF, you're going to get whatever your local note is, but with HF, of course, then you get a myriad of options, and you're going to connect with one someplace, and hopefully outside the region. I've even programmed in all my family's, out-of-state family's emails in, so if anything ever happens, I can quickly bring them up, send them an email, and tell them I'm all right. Back to you.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons I like the HF idea. Because you never know what the scenario, you never know in real life if we had an activation, or even what the scenario will be for our set. And it could be something where, like, local is down and you have to do it, so it's good to have those options. So I remember I identified for Dave who has HF wind link capability so that when they're in the EOC, they can assign those tasks. You know, they have options. They know who can do it, even if the scenario came from the state that our local, all local wind link repeaters were down or something like that, because they did that to us for the DMR. So you never know. Halfway through the set, they could change the scenario up a little bit. And DigiRig. I'm sorry, got the terms mixed up. Yeah, I got a couple of DigiRigs myself. And I believe one suggestion is we're going to do some training prior to the spring set. I hope we can fit that in, because it is a little difficult, a little finicky, as you know, to get that RF going through either Dire Wolf or I can't remember the other one. See, I forgot now, since the fall. I think I'm using the other one, not Direwolf now. But we were thinking about doing peer-to-peer in the classroom, because we could do that, set up some HTs and just go peer-to-peer. One thing we haven't done yet on the wing link.
Yeah, I think peer-to-peer would be a good option, especially in light of an emergency. There might, depending on what the setup is at the EOC, might need to send email locally using some peer-to-peers if we need to get out further. So I can see some options there. I keep trying to get onto FEMA's website, and I guess I didn't realize it, but because of some wrangling going on in Congress, the site's down. So I've got my copy of IS-100 that I took previously, dated January 17th of 2025, but I can't get in there to do 200 yet, so I'm hoping that they finish bickering up there pretty quick and get things solved so that FEMA can get back online and put their stuff back out. And I imagine that's affecting quite a number of other people as well.
Yeah, copy that. Unit 32, the guy I was just having the QSO with, He off with that. I want to upload my ICS, but they're having the outage again. So we had that before when the government was shut down before, and there, you know, that was back when the even the FCC site was down for quite some time. So we couldn't verify licenses, and I couldn't send out my postcards for new hams and none of that. But at some point it'll. You know, it'll open back up again, and you'll be able to get your new certs. And then I'm not sure if you're aware, but John does have it. I think it's pretty much perfected on our website. If you log on to our website now, you should be able to self-load those ICS documents. He has check boxes, just like ICS 100, and then if you have a PDF of it, it'll upload it straight to your file, and then I'll just approve it. And just one by one by one, you get them uploaded like that. It's good for the ICS and Skywarn.
Okay, Roger. Yeah, I'll have to look into that and get that taken care of. I tried to get into the website the other night, and I ran into some problems with my password. I think I timed myself out. I went and took the Skywarn spotter training online. That went very well. So I'd certainly say to anybody who doesn't have the opportunity to make it to the in-person, it's not a bad way to do it. It was fairly easy to get to. They just assign you a certificate, but there's no spotter number or anything like that, so they just give you a certificate.
Copy that. That coincides with what Sean, Unit 7, and John, Unit 30, said a few weeks ago, a couple of months ago, when they took it as well. And, yes, we're not using spotter numbers at all anymore. At least not in our county. I think at one point Wayne County was using them. Years ago, apparently we were, but no longer. They just want to know you're trained, and we go from there.
Well, that's good. That makes it easier and a little less to keep track of as far as I've got enough numbers as it is right now, so don't need another one. But I am going to let you go and get back to a little work here. But good chat with you there. So NHWRO 88MP, I'll be standing by on the side after your final.
appreciate the QSO, Dave. 88 MP from NAWRO Richmond. I'll be clear as well. Have a good one.
F8DRC.
KF8DIC. This is N6WY, November 6th, Whiskey Yankee.
Yes, how you doing? I just wanted to see if how am I sounding on this radio. I have a UV32.
Why, don't know that radio, but it sounds good. Don't have a comparison with the volume to see if you're in the right area for volume, but the clarity is excellent, and no problem with clarity at all.
Okay, well, thank you for your information, and thank you for coming back. And you have a good evening. KF8DIC.
Greece, anytime. KF8EIC, this is N6WY.
KF8ENS testing. KF8ENS testing.
KE8NWN, statewide 1.
KF8ENS testing. KF8ENS testing.
Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey November. I got a good copy on you here. It's working.
Ah, thanks for the call back. Appreciate that. Just testing a couple of different antennas, see which ones work a little bit better getting into my local tower. Thank you. KF8, ENF.
All right. I'll be riding around here for a little bit, so if you end up testing another one out, I'll probably be around here a few minutes.
Yeah, thank you, Ben. Appreciate that. I don't know if I'll do any more testing, but... if I do, I'll do it in the next couple of minutes and try to catch you. Thanks again, DNF. KF8DNF, RSSI test.
I had the county radio turned up a little loud there. Were you testing again? This is KE8MWN.
Looks like you heard me, and that's great. Just looking at the last heard website to see what my RSSI reading is on the three different I've got. So that tells me what I need to know. Thanks again. Have a great evening. KF8ENF.
All right. Good deal. Catch you a little later then. Kilo Echo 8, November. Be monitoring statewide 1.
KE8 Panthers.